How about if you scored 50 points in a game and you're Brandon Coker at Wortham? And how about if you're Wortham and you score 70 to beat Dallas First Baptist 70-66, and a year ago you scored 68 as a team? 2-8. Wortham's off to a nice start. Chad Coker, their head coach, joins us on ESPN Central Texas. They have Bartlett coming up this week. What's been the difference, Chad?
Just a year of experience. We went in last year with a group of guys that, we had a heavy senior class the year before I came in. I think we graduated 13 seniors, so we had a lot of guys that had never stepped on a varsity field. And just a year of experience and our linemen getting bigger and stronger, and I think that's made the big difference. We got a lot of size up front, and we preached from the beginning of the season to be more physical and to get after people.
Well, and, Wortham's got some history to it. I know you do, and I know it's at times been it's been a challenge. So do you feel like that when you took the job, what did you see as the opportunity not only to have a chance for you to coach as a head coach, but what are the other opportunities you saw?
Well, I mean, I knew, coming into the job that we had a good future here. We had some, like I said, a lot of good skilled guys coming up through the junior high, and I knew that we had some talented players. If we got them in the right situation and really started hitting the weights and get stronger, I felt pretty good about the job going in.
You're in a district, obviously, two-time defending state champion, Mark Frost, Meridian, Dawson Hubbard. Dawson's got a couple of kids running for a lot of yards each week with what they're doing, and so you're going to have to be pretty good to get in, but also to compete with who's in that district, and they all of a sudden probably look up and go, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? You have a running back, your quarterback, and your son, Brandon, had himself a monster game, 285 yards rushing, also passed it, made some plays on defense. And what was crazy is I think I even contacted you. He scored, six or seven touchdowns, whatever it was. But how many two-point conversions did he score?
He scored seven rush. He rushed for seven two-point conversions, and he also threw for one.
So do you not have a kicker, or do you just?
we actually do, but we knew going into the game against First Baptist that they were really high-powered offense, and we missed the first extra point, and they missed their first two-point conversion. So after that, we had put in kind of a power set package for Brandon to run the ball, and it worked very well the first time we ran the two-point conversion. So we decided to stick with it, and it kept working over and over again. So we just kept doing that on our two-point conversions.
I don't know. I'm sure Jolie Smith or possibly Carl Padilla or possibly Jerry Forrest, the great names when it comes to history in football, high school football. I mean, I think I can go back pretty long ways back to 81 when I started covering Texas high school football. I can never remember that many two-point conversions being attempted in a game, much less converted in a game. Has anyone contacted you about possibly that's a state record?
Well, I've been asked by Chad Sullivan with the Western Tribune the same question. We have a Wortham historian, Scott Batts, here that he said that he, as far as he knows, it's an established school record for Wortham, but we don't know if it's a state record. But he knows it's definitely a lot. So.
Well, yeah, that's and I guess once you make one, right? Heck, you're forcing them to react to it, and you start making – so you converted seven. That's two touchdowns.
Right, exactly. Like I said, we knew there was going to be a potent offense coming in, so the more points we scored, the better our chances were.
Well, all right, so your son's the quarterback, and a lot of times that's great, but that also means there's extra, accountability, and he better be pretty good because start chirping. Give me a little idea about Brandon and his progress – and I know there's other players. I'm not just going to discuss him, but how his progression to getting to where he is now and having your son at quarterback.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's always tough to play quarterback. I played quarterback for my dad. My dad was an AD and head football coach here in Texas. It's tough, but he's been working, especially last summer. He worked his tail off in the weight room, lifting as hard as he could every day, running. So he's really put in the work, and it's paying off. And so – it's one of those things. It's a proud moment for me as a father, watching him run the ball as hard as he did. And I know sometimes he wants to throw a little bit more, but the ball was working, so we just kept trying to take the clock out of there, trying to take the ball away from him with the clock, but that didn't always work as well.
Yeah, no, that's true. And obviously you have Bartlett coming up. That was one of your two wins last year. But
yes, sir.
You really did struggle offensively. You mentioned kind of the reason why. Was it your superintendent, or was you, who was it that said, hey, you just scored as many points in one game as we did all of last year? Who was the one that gave you that nugget?
That was our school historian, Scott Batts. He's the one who does our stats for us as well.
Yeah, Scott's good people.
For the Freestone County Times.
Yeah, Scott's good people, by the way. He sent me an update on a lot of your historical stats after the game was over, and he's been heavily involved in covering the team for quite some time. Now, so you were a part of a couple of powerlifting state championships. What's your history?
Yes, sir.
What's your history with that? Which is a lot of football teams and players or schools do that. Your thoughts about that, and is that something that's also helped you out? You mentioned Brandon in the weight room, but I'm sure everybody else as well.
Right. Yes. I mean, I've coached powerlifting for a long time, and we, you know, just preach for the kids to get in the weight room after school to get that extra lift in and to get a lot stronger. And you know, unfortunately, in my career, I've had a couple of state championships. That's been several years ago, but you know, that's one of the things we encourage after football season is over to get in the weight room and do those powerlifting workouts, and with our big offensive line, that's paying off.
All right. So Bartlett is next. You're 2-0. You know what you have coming up in the district. How much better, and I know the East coach is never happy, no matter if it's almost a flawless game. There is no perfect game. How much better can you get?
I mean, we hope to get a lot better. We still got, obviously, you know, we're happy on the offensive side scoring these points, but obviously gave up a lot. We had, you know, had some injuries in the secondary, which they were very strong as far as throwing the ball and had great receivers. So we had a couple of freshmen out there at times in our secondary. So we obviously want to get better in our pass defense or in our pass rush. So, you know, as far as we can get a lot better. We just got to keep improving each week, and that's what we keep preaching. Don't be satisfied with just 2 wins. We got to keep improving ourselves.
Yeah, the good news is, hey, man, we were really good on offense, and then yet again you still have to stop yourself and go, my God, we gave up 66 or whatever it was on defense, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we're looking at right now.
All right. You are
two totally different teams. And last week they were spread, had a lot of speed on the outside, and the Bartlett's going to be – you know, a wing T, slot T team, and they're gonna try to line up the pound the ball. So it's a different style for us this week.
Well, congratulations on the start. And again, Brandon got a lot of mentions around the state as well for what he did, but your football team has other players making plays. And you listed DeMarcus Bullard as your tight end defensive end. 6'5", 255, is that right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's a big boy. He's a big target. We actually threw him a touchdown pass the first week against Itasca. He was our starting left tackle last year, but he's got such good feet and good hands. We decided to move, and we had other guys on the line that we felt like could do a good job, so we decided to put him at tight end to make him another threat. Since we're kind of limited on skill kids this year, but that gives us a big time target for teams to look at going down the middle of the field a lot, too.
No question. Hey, thanks for your time. Good luck. I know you're about to practice. Thanks for giving us a little bit of time, Chad.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Chad Coker, the head coach.